Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we will be discussing the Belgian Grand Prix weekend. So before we get into the sprint and the Grand Prix, we just wanted to talk about Lewis Hamilton. He was the driver of the day at the Grand Prix, and we think he is walking away the biggest winner from the weekend. He was the standout driver. Firstly, it was just, we saw him and Antonelli go out in Q1 again, which was absolutely devastating to Kimi. He was crying. He was very upset. Lewis was upset about his Q1 exit as well. But we saw Hamilton go to Mercedes and he spoke with Antonelli. This showed like so much leadership. Like, we were so impressed by his actions. But then came the Grand Prix. Hamilton started in P18 and moved up 11 places to P7. And his strategy, he boxed early for slicks. He quickly gained 7 positions after that change, in only a few laps. And really, we just felt that driver of the day was so well deserved. And he is our takeaway winner of the weekend. So kudos to Lewis Hamilton. Okay, now we're going to get into the weekend. So first off, we personally hate sprint weekends. We hate the sprint races. We just think they're so unnecessary. We know that they were introduced, you know, to try to keep fans more engaged, but we don't like them. We wish they would just get rid of them. It's such a drain on the drivers, the turnaround for the cars. No, we just wish they weren't there. But anyways, so now we're going to talk about the sprint. So Oscar took pole for the sprint and quickly lost his position in the sprint race to Max. He just could not keep Max behind him. But a thing to remember about Spa is there's a huge slipstream and it's hard to start on pole. So the big question we have is, do you even want to start on pole? Like, do you actually not want to fight for it? Is it better to be like in P2 or P3? Like, who truly wants, because it's that you're giving everyone that toe, that slipstream's huge, and you're at a disadvantage out in front, in our opinion. We did also see Leclerc was able to use his slipstream to get ahead of Norris, but Norris quickly got his position back from Leclerc and did so quite easily. Where Oscar could not do it with Max. So that being said, we found like Oscar's start and even his first lap seemed to really lack. And he just didn't look like he could be even competitive there. So we watched the post-race interviews from the sprint race, and the big question we have is were there papaya orders? Now, it would make sense. So Norris was quoted after the interview with saying, "I wasn't going to get past anyone unless Oscar got past Max." So, because it really didn't seem like Norris looked faster and he just wasn't really fighting with Oscar. So were there papaya orders saying that Norris could not fight to pass unless it was the Red Bull in front of him? But because Oscar couldn't maintain position, he couldn't fight with Oscar. So were there papaya orders? Now, we do want to say that, like, because like Norris was like within DRS the entire sprint. He was right on Piastri's tail, like right up his rear wing the entire race, but just didn't really give it that extra push. And then it would make sense because, you know, you don't want to risk a DNF when you have to quickly turn around for qualifying for the Grand Prix the next day. So you only have like that hour or two. Like, so yeah, we get that, like, you wouldn't want to risk a DNF and damage to the car. But we just found that interesting. So again, now we're going to talk about the Grand Prix and who really wants pole. We did see Norris come out on top. He beat his teammate, took pole position. But again, the slipstream is too strong, and we truly feel that P2 might really be the place to be. And this Grand Prix kind of proved our point from the day before. So first off, we saw an 80-minute delay in the start, which was very excessive. I know they're playing it safe in Spa because of like the tragedy that's happened before. And when it, we did get a, when it did eventually start, we saw four laps behind the safety car before the rolling start, which a lot of the online talk was pissed about the online start. Right away, we see Norris with a battery issue right at the start, and he could not defend against Oscar off the start because of the battery issue. So Piastri was able to use the slipstream to launch ahead. He really used that toe, and because of the battery issue, Norris wasn't able to defend. Oscar got ahead. And then because he fell into second and there was no double stack, he had to do the extra lap on his inters. So Norris's lead, there was a lot of things that contributed to him staying in second. So it was the battery issue at the beginning. And we're going to talk about the battery right now. Like Nico called in the post-race interview, Nico called out Zach. Like Zach mentioned that there may have been a small battery issue, and Nico, like he said something like an issue, which we got to look at, which I don't think helped him to say the least, was basically what Zach said. And Nico came right back at him and said, well, that would be a big issue that could have cost him the win today. And Zach agreed with him. Zach was like, yeah. So what we're seeing online right now is McLaren is very divided. There's like your Lando Norris fans, and there's your Oscar Piastri fans. And they always seem to just hate and go after each other after races, like, which is ridiculous. So I hope the drivers don't even read any of this garbage that's happening online. But we're just going to like go straight up the middle with what we have seen reported. So Norris was pole. Piastri was able to use the slipstream and launch ahead of him with the toe, and Norris was not able to defend because of a battery issue. And then what also contributed to him staying in second was they did not double stack. So because he was in second, he had to stay out the extra lap on his inters. So Piastri is able to pull a little bit ahead there. Piastri got the first pit stop because he was ahead. And people are arguing about that, but you want the first pit stop, you have to stay ahead. And then when Norris did eventually get in, he saw an unfortunate slow pit stop on the front left. Like, and we're not going to hate on the pit crew at all. They work hard. Mistakes happen. He just seems to have had a lot of mistakes this season happen with his pit crew. But he lost over 7 seconds alone here. And he came out on hards. And which was different, like he was on two tire types harder than his teammate Piastri. Like, so again, we're going to say it again. We kind of feel like Norris's biggest like competitor here, who he holds him back the most, is his own team. Like the strategy sometimes, the pit crew sometimes, and we're not hating on anyone, but it just is so unfortunate sometimes for him. And we're not saying like Norris made mistakes on track. He did. He locked up. He made his own mistakes on track, but he also had a lot of other things being thrown at him this race. So, we saw Norris, fall over 10 seconds behind Piastri, right? Like, so like he was at risk of undercut, because of the slow pit stop, where when he came in, he was right behind Piastri. And when he came out of his pit stop, he's over 10 seconds behind. They killed his race. There's no way now he's catching up to win. And, but that being said, Norris by far was the fastest car, even on hards, and was way faster than his teammate. He was able to close the gap to 3 seconds, like substantially faster than Piastri. And it was just very unfortunate for Norris, but congratulations to Piastri on his win. He grows his lead to only 16 points ahead of Norris, but grew it this weekend. And Now, McLaren sits quite a healthy distance in first place as well after this weekend, with two McLarens on podium and taking 1-2. But now we're going to dive back into this online debate, this papaya McLaren hate online. And it has gotten kind of like, so a lot of fans now have been watching, like, Piastri has come under the microscope after his comments to Hülkenberg and really kind of exposed his colors. And like we said, we think he's heavily influenced by his manager, Mark Webber, who was your ultimate number two driver and still carries that chip on his shoulder and was hostile and bitter and negative. And we think that that is Oscar's behavior is a direct result of maybe like being managed by the wrong person. But a lot of people now are, he's a bit under a microscope a bit because of this, and because of like, people are just now listening to his post-race interviews and hearing like him kind of like be bitter towards Hülkenberg. You lost the race. Like, you lost the race. It was your own fault. You took a stupid penalty. You did it purposefully. You were punished. Like, F around, find out. And now you're going to like be horrible to other people around you. Like, we're not saying you can be disappointed, you can be upset, but like Norris, like in his interviews, always has something positive to say about Oscar. Like, takes it like, yep, my mistake. Yep. Like, but then always comes back and has something positive to say about the team, about his teammate. Oscar never, as we're reading online, people pointed out, never has anything to say about Lando. So we're just like, this is an interesting growing debate online right now. And people were saying too, like after the last race where Oscar was begging to swap positions because of his penalty, he wanted this position swap back, begging over the radio, that Lando could have come back over the radio and said, due to the battery issue, swap our positions, due to another like horrible pit stop, swap our positions, but never asked. So it's really calling into like Oscar's character into question. And we're just going to start to keep an eye on this going forward, because I think things are really going to start to heat up in the McLaren camp. So, yeah, as we look ahead to next weekend, we're looking at the Hungarian Grand Prix. As we all know, speaking of McLaren, that holds a little bit of history as well. So we are looking forward to next weekend, and we can't wait to have you join us next week as we go over the Hungarian Grand Prix. Thank you. Have a great day.